Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is Sand Talk, the beach soccer podcast. With thanks to Beach Soccer Worldwide's partners, Puma, Iconic, Real Fever, United Nations Alliance for Civilizations, and Genius. Thank you all for believing in the sport.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sand Talk, the beach soccer podcast. And I'm here again with two stars of the game, this time two Swiss stars, number 10, number 11, Nolot and Glenn Hoddle, the golden boys from the FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup. Guys, how's it going?
Everything fine. Thank you very much that you can be here.
Yeah, it's all good. Thanks for having us. I'm looking forward for this episode.
Me too. I can tell it's already going to be a fun episode with you two here. That's guaranteed. So firstly, tell me about the game yesterday, because there's only eight of you here. And I kind of expected you to get tired, you to go ahead with maybe superior firepower, and then to get tired and then maybe struggle. But it was the total opposite. What was the game plan, Glenn?
I mean, I can't tell too much about the game plan because we still play here. But yes, I think we are used to it now to play with less people. And if you play many games like this, you're getting used to it. And yesterday and also in many games before, luckily it worked out for us. But yeah, I hope the next time as well.
Yes, and also I think we was a little bit unlucky in the beginning of the game, and we had to be a little bit of patient. I think we was the better team, and also France run a lot, and then at the end they was a little bit tired, and then I think we played very well and we won the game.
One thing I have to say is there doesn't seem to be in Switzerland, as there does maybe in Germany and even in Portugal and a lot of other European nations, like a new generation coming through. Right now you guys probably have some of the best players in the world, you two included. But what about the next generation? Is there anything going on there?
Well, first, thank you for the compliment, of course. And I mean, we are working on it, but as many other countries, I think we struggle with it sometimes. But I think we got like a generation right now that is like not too old. We are some young players that are like in our best level maybe, or best age. So other teams, they arrive maybe in 2-3 years there, but we arrive there now, because in the last few years we played with really young players, me included.
Yes, it's true what Glenn said. It's not easy, but we have also a league in Switzerland, and I think this is a good platform for young guys to play their beach soccer. And if we see some good players, we take him to the national team. And yes, I think this is the plan, but we will see in the future what will happen.
Excellent. And I just want to go back to last summer, which for you two especially was an amazing summer. You maybe had a little bit of luck in getting there in the first place. No need to go too into that, but do you think maybe that feeling of luck carried through into the performances?
We tried to give everything to be fifth place, and of course it was a little bit of luck, but that was also, how can I say, the pressure was not on us then, because we go to the World Cup with some luck, and we was in the group with Brazil, so the unbeatable Brazil. Yeah, but then at the tournament, I think it was not luck, because I think we played very well, and the people saw that we deserve to be there last summer.
I agree, but I think maybe in the World Cup, we maybe even were a little bit unlucky, you know, because I think with a little bit more luck, we could reach another place, you know, because we lost semi-finals in penalties. So, sorry. Yeah, but penalties is always a little of luck, I guess. And in this game, I think we were not the luckiest. So maybe, I think we performed really well in the World Cup and it had not much to do with luck in the end.
In terms of experiences, and I'm going to ask you not to include receiving the best player and top scorer awards. In terms of experiences of that World Cup, what would you say was your best?
I think the experience was really what we received from home, from Switzerland, because we are not used to it, to be in the spotlight. You know, I think it's the opposite of it most of the time. And at this World Cup, it was really like, it felt almost unreal. So it was really a special experience, I guess, for all of us. So I enjoyed this a lot, really.
Can say the same. I think really it was amazing, the support from Switzerland. We felt it. And also for me, an amazing game was the quarterfinal against Uruguay. We, this generation, never did it through the quarterfinals. We always missed the semifinals in the last World Cups. And then that we could win 10-1 against Uruguay in the quarterfinal, that was just an amazing game. So this is also a highlight for me.
Excellent. So do you think you'll be able to go one step further in the next World Cup?
Yeah, I think we will try everything if we can be there in the World Cup. As everybody knows, it's not very easy to qualify for the World Cup. But if you are there, I think everything is possible. And of course, we will put a lot of work inside and do everything to go to one step more, and this would be the final. But
yes, I agree. So I mean, of course, we got big goals, but yeah, first you need to play, and we focus step by step. First thing is the season now, and then we try to make sure that we qualify, which is, as Noel said, not the easiest thing in Europe especially. But yeah, of course, I mean, our goal is to be world champions, and we will do everything to reach it.
And in terms of the trophies that you received, might seem like a funny question, but it's one that I always like to ask. Where are they? What do you do with them when you get home? What's your thing, Noel? Welcome to you.
It is in the living room, standing there, and I see it every day, and I'm still proud of me, of the team, that we reached this, because for me it's amazing when I think about these memories. And if I see it every day, I have always good feelings. Yeah, but I don't know, maybe I will find more special place to put it, but at the moment it's in my living room.
Yeah, due to that I'm living in the city center, in a not too big flat, I have not so much space. And
you don't have space for a trophy.
I do, but you know, it maybe not looks best in if you consider interior design, and if you speak with the girl, maybe she prefers something else. But of course I appreciate it a lot, but I didn't find the perfect spot yet, so I'm keep looking for it.
Yeah, no, I asked because I remember I asked Molly Clark the same question when she got her award, and she said her mum just took it straight off her and went home. So that seems like quite a common thing to do. Okay, so pausing the game, just going to do some quick fire questions. Okay, so first one, who is the most difficult player you've played against? You're both attackers, so probably it's going to be a defender, some kind of annoying big brick wall of a defender. Glenn?
It's a hard question because there are good defenders out there. I think one defender that you don't like to play against too much is Ozu, for me. He's really strong, and as I'm not a tiny guy, I would say, if a guy is taller than me, it's not my favorite thing, I guess.
Yeah, as a defender, for me, I don't like to play against fast players like the Martins brothers or Brazilians like Mauricinho, Rodrigo. But I cannot say one player. There are a lot of players. I don't like to play against them. But yes, it's the fast players. It's not comfortable for me.
And a favorite place that you've traveled to with beach soccer?
Well, there are so many good places we travel with beach soccer. But one of my favorite, of course, is Rio de Janeiro. I really love the place, the vibe. Beach soccer is like, it feels like home there. So for me, it's Rio.
For me, it's Tahiti. Unfortunately, we was not there at the World Cup, but I think 1 year later, we was there for a training camp with Switzerland. And for me, it's just an amazing place. So I would say Tahiti.
Great answer. I'm very, very jealous of that one. I'd love to do that. And finally, biggest heartbreak or disappointment in beach soccer, what would you say that would be?
Well, I think there are two of them.
Okay, the
quarterfinal in Bahamas and the quarterfinal in Paraguay. Because we lost both, we were really, really short to reach the semi-final. And totally heartbroken.
Yeah, of course, this also, but for me was last summer, the semi-final against Russia. And then when you see the other semi-final is Senegal against Japan, of course, they are big teams, but yeah, you see some chances to be world champion or to go to the final. And if you are 2 goals in front, maybe 3 minutes before the end and lose the game in penalty kicks, was pretty hard, yes.
I need to agree with Noel.
you already forgot it.
I don't remember because
I have
to. No. Okay. I agree with Noel 100%. Yes. I hope it won't be more.
Okay. So, wouldn't want to end on a down note. So I've got some presents for you here. There's a nice beach soccer Sand Is My Home t-shirt for you each, and brand new official Puma ball for you both as well. Thanks very much, guys, and best of luck in the rest of the tournament.
Thank you very much again for having us, and also have fun.
Yes, and thanks for the presents. I will use the ball for sure with my new team, BST Foyfier. Foyfier, BST Foyfier.
You sure that's your new team? Yeah, you sure?
Yeah, but it's difficult, the language is
all. Okay, dude. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.